there's a theme in the parasha that occurs in, it comes up many different many different points in the parasha, many different ways in the parasha that I want to speak about. To start, the Chafetz Chaim says that Hashem had the following, Kabiyachal Hashem had the following dilemma, as the Chafetz Chaim presents Hashem's dilemma, that he has two possibilities to guide the Yidden out of Mitzrayim, to take him out. There are two possibilities Hashem can imagine the Yidden. Each one is a Maila Nechsarim, has an advantage and a disadvantage. Either he can bring them through Eretz Plishtim, which the advantage is when you bring them in the Yishuv, it's better for Parnassah. It's much better for support to go in Eretz Plishtim, a land, there's food there, there's jobs there, there's the possibility of Parnassa. Hashem knows it's going to be a long-term stay in the Midbar. the possibilities of Parnassa are a lot better in Eretz Plishtim. Simply put, in Ashrus, it's a better place to be. The chesaron is that they can learn from the ways of the Plishtim. The chesaron is not very good for their ruchnius. Not good for their ruchnius. Very dangerous place for ruchnius, Eretz Plishtim. They're goyim there. There's an am full of tumah that could be mashpi on Klal Yisrael. That's the chesaron with Eretz Plishtim. The midbar has a mile of chesaron. The midbar, as far as the ashpah of the umais, there's no negative ashpah. It's a very positive place to be. The midbar is a very kosher, positive place. No negative ashpah of the goyim. So it's a very good place, except the chesaron is in Gashmus. It's quite hard to make it in the midbar. It's a difficult place. There's no parnas in the midbar. There's no food in the midbar. So it has the diyevin in Gashmus. Just time in the pesukim, how to read this in the pesukim. It sounds like Eretz Plishtim. Pashup, there's not pashup shad. Pashup shad. It says it's a shad. Machlokes Rashi and Ramban had to learn, but Hashem said it's a shad. These three words. Vayi v'shal paris am. Paris sends klai. So ha'nochayim alekim derech Eretz Plishtim. Hashem did not guide them through the lands of the Plishtim. Ki karifu, because it is close. What do those words mean, kikarifu? So Rashi learns, beautiful, just turn aside for a second. Rashi learns the word kikarifu means it's close, it's easy for them to run back. That's how Rashi learns the word kikarifu. Hashem did not guide them through the lands of Plishtim, kikarifu, because it's close, they'll run back. And Rashi learns the Torah that explains, ki amar lekim, pen yinachem ba'am, they'll have second thoughts when they see war, and they'll return to Egypt. So kikarivu, that's more like an explanation, kikarivu. It's close and they'll run back. Why? Because Hashem said, that's how Rashi learns. The Ramban argues, and in Pshat it's hard to read Rashi in the Pesukim. It's hard to read Rashi in the Pesukim in Pshat, because it already said kikarivu, they'll run back, and then it says they'll run back. It's a little repetitious, so it could be explaining kikarivu. The Ramban learns kikarivu is the reason why you should have led them through Eretz Plishtim. It's close, it was the more yashrus way, so Hashem should have led them. It's not the answer. Kikarivu is like part of the question, part of the statement of the pasuk. Hashem did not lead them through Eretz Plishtim, which is close, kikarivu. That is, because it's close, Hashem should have done it. And the reason not, kikarivu is not the answer why Hashem didn't lead them. It's part of the question. Hashem didn't lead it through Eretz Plishtim, kikarivu, because it's close and he should have. Why not? One possibility, Chafetz Chaim's going with this mahalach, it's drush, not pshat. But the Chafetz Chaim's going that Klal Yisrael, when they see war, are going to return to Mitzrayim, is going to return to Dargaz Mitzrayim. And when they see war, means the Mocham to the Yetzirah. Pasha, they're going to come to Eretz Plishtim, and they're going to have the Mocham of the Yetzirah. The Raisa Mocham, they see war, they see Taibas and Asiyanis, the Shadow Mitzrayim. They'll return to those some Dargaz Mitzrayim, the Mali Shtufa, Mali Zima, and the Ras, when they see these Mochamas, they'll Pasha, their Dargaz will go down. Chafetz Chaim says, Hashem is the following Kaviyachal, the following dilemma. Do I leave them in Mitzrayim? Do I take them where it's Plishtim, let them stay in the Sionis as Mitzrayim, and it's bad for Gashmias? It's bad for Ruchni, but in Gashmi it's good. Or do I leave them in the Midbar, and in Gashmias it's a shtickle bayah, it's a shtickle problem, and in Ruchni it's good for them? And Avad Hashem chooses, Hashem says, no, I'm going to go through the Midbar. Aye, what about the Gashmias? They'll have to be nice to say that, they'll be one. And the Chafetz Chaim gives tremendous mussar looking at this story where the Chafetz Chaim is presenting, where the Chafetz Chaim is explaining these psukim, as a tremendous lesson to all of us, that in life, nobody denies that Gashmis is a cheshbon. Nobody's going to say, and it's silly to say, oh, Gashmius, you know, a person has to support his family, he's going to sign a ksuba. Nobody's going to deny there's such a tzairich. Nobody's going to deny there's such a responsibility. There's a responsibility to worry about the parnassah of his mishpacha, to take care of the need, Gashmius, the needs of his mishpacha. The issue is, what's the l'chatchila, what's the b'di'evid? In all of life, the l'chatchilas and b'di'evids. And Kemat it's Yeshua, something's going to have to be done to the Evid in everybody's life. Something's going to have to be done to the Evid. There are people whose whole lives, their whole banner of their lives, their whole communities, their banner is Parnassa. This is the way I like putting it. We have to go to the bathroom. It's a tzayir chadam, very important. I never saw anybody who makes a shita sachayim by going to the bathroom. This is what we stand for. This is our group, we're people of the I proud to speak this way. I never saw anybody, it's a tzarech, as much of a tzarech as parnasa. It's a very big, it's a serious tzarech, it's very important. You should not forget to use facilities, it's very important. I never saw it in a as somebody's banner. There's no banner for parnasa. We stand for derech, we stand for parnasa, we stand for mada. The shuna, that's for the epic, the parnasa aspect. That's b'di'evid. It's not our l'chatchila. That's very b'di'evid. Your banner is not university. You don't call yourself something university. That's a b'di'evid. Bathroom and bathroom seder. Go. It's very important. It's not l'chatchila. It's not your banner. It's not our banner. It's not anybody's banner. It's not what we stand for. That's the b'di'evid. L'chatchila, the thing we have to care about, it's yeshiva. Back in Baruch Hashem, I look at the state of yeshiva also, but that's the l'chatchila. The l'chatchila, that's our l'chatchila, that has to be our l'chatchila. And everybody's choice is in life, Pasha, and everybody's choice is in life. To be yaitz is the other thing, b'di'evid. To be yaitz is the other thing, parnassah aspect, to be yaitz, and vada to be yaitz. If Pakeret Hashem will send, and the person should have tremendous, we should all have brach in that area. But in the choice of things, to that should be the more b'di'evid. And l'chatchila, the banner of the person, the first thing the person stands for is Torah, the ruchnis. It says by, when I speak about a group, I don't mean any people in the group. Today, it's not like we're walking around that any group stands for it. Maybe the founders, maybe not the founder, not the Gedolim founder, maybe some of the Ketanim were involved, but I don't mean to knock any group, b'chlau, I mean to knock an idea. And the idea of knocking is that our banner is Parnassa. That's what we stand for, it's b'di'evid. It's a tzayrich, and for the tzayrich, we do get it done, and the b'di'evid ha'kayfin, and the thing which we stand for is just tzayrich avoid the service to the Rabbi Nishlam, that we do l'chatchila. That's our l'chatchila. It says, the Pasuk says that the Mitzrayim changed their mind and they ran after Klal Yisrael. Just on the same, I want to just speak at different points in the parasha on the same idea. It says that they changed their minds. Now you got the Melech Mitzrayim Kibaruch Ha'am. It was told to the king of Mitzrayim that Klal Yisrael ran away. Vayapach levav paru davada v'la'am. And they changed their mind. What do we do that we sent our clients from serving us? Now, I said, there's a shigayon here, there's a craziness here, there's an absolute craziness. Now, there's an amazing craziness here. They witnessed the 10 Makkos. They were beating up people. They were totally beating up people. They had levias for months. They had levias of people being dying in Egypt. They were beating up people, really beating people after the Makkos. It took a long time to push it from Mitzrayim. Well, at the end they drowned. It would have taken a long time from Mitzrayim to recover from the Makkos. Where's the Shigayim? Where's the source of such Meshugas? That they think they're chasing after the Yidden, the Shugayim. Where's the source of such a Meshugas? How can it be so crazy? How can a person be so silly to chase after the Yidden after all the tsar you went through. They all saw Etzvala Kimi. They all saw that it's Yad Hashem. Even Parah, Yechamakas Arbe, even Parah, without a COVID, without his heart being hard, he also saw the truth after Makas Arbe. So all Mitzrayim knew that the Rabbi Shalom, they knew the Rabbi Shalom protects the Yidden, they knew it's not Kedai to start up with Yidden. So where does it come that people can have such a Shigoy and such a crazy, such a Shtus? So Rashi gives the answer. Rashi says two words. Rashi explains where can it be? Where is the insight of such ridiculousness? Zach Rashi. They changed their mind from what was. He said to them, get out from my nation. That's Pari's mind change. Pari said, get out. And now Pari's chasing them. Where do you see his servants change their mind? Earlier they said, they said to Pari, till when will Klaius be a stumbling block for us? Let's come out. They changed their mind to money for Klaius Row. Because the money they lent them. In Pshat of Isai, I don't know where Rashi saw it from Tzukim. They mixture with this. Where Rashi got it from Tzukim. Rashi ki Yadua is Mefarish from Tzukim. I don't know where Rashi saw it from Tzukim. But Zok Rashi, why in Mitzrayim, where is the source of Shigayim? How can it be? So Rashi is forced. I don't know where he got it from Tzukim. Bishvil Mimayim Sheshilim. Because they lent their money. Money, money, money. The only source of such utter stupidity, this silly move of chasing Klai Yisrael, if Hashem is shown over and over and over, he's going to punish you for touching Klai Yisrael. He's on their side. And the only Shigayah, the Rashi can come up with, how he makes this mistake, where the Kaid and Lev is Bishrum and Maimon Shishulam, because they lent them money. That's the answer. The answer is money. For chemdas moment, for the desire for money, there, that can explain, that's the only thing that can explain such an maisa. Chemdas moment, oh, now it's possible they'll run after them. That's what Rashi says, because the money that he lent them, the blindness that chemdas moment brings a person, it's a person utterly blind. There are important things that there's life for you. You're giving up your life, like the Gemara Darshan. The Gemara says, "V'chol nafshecha." It says, "V'chol nafshecha, v'chol ma'idecha." The Gemara says, "You already said v'chol nafshecha, said v'chol ma'idecha." There are people who need money. Money is more important than their guf. If it's him, you're going to die. Hashem's going to punish you. We lent them money. We have to get our money back. Throw away a ganz leaven for a few bucks. For a few dollars, for a lot of dollars, you throw away your whole life. That's what chemdas mamon causes. At the end of the parasha, you see also that it says as follows. By the man, it says in this imperic tazayim pasuk lamed gimel, it's vayari mayshal aron, kach and senes achas, take one barrel, one container, the same shama mala yaimer man, and put a mala yaimer, put an amount of man in there. The hanachoy sifnei Hashem l'mishmeres v'gorasechem. Leave it in front of Hashem. It was put in the kodesh kadashim actually as a mishmeres for all the generations. So Rashi brings in the times of Yirmiyah, when Yirmiyah was giving mussar, why aren't you learning Torah? Yirmiyah was yelling at Klai, so why are you not learning Torah? V'heim oimim, and they said, Naniach malachteinu v'nasik v'Torah, mehechen esparnes. What do you want us to do? You want us to leave our jobs and learn Torah? Where are we going to have parnasa? Haitzi lam, tzinsenes haman. He brought out the tzinsenes, this container of man. Arma lam, atem ru'u dvar Hashem. See the Dvar Hashem, Shimu Lanemer, it doesn't say here, it's Elu Re'u. B'zen is Sfarnas Rabiseichem. This, your fathers had Parnasa from this man. Harbin Shluchim Yesh Elohim. Hashem is a lot of Shluchim, Lahachim Mazel Yireyev. To prepare food for those that fear Him. The Tachim. For Parnasa you don't throw away, that should be the Evid. If Adi you need one. It's Hashem, you'll get money, you need Parnasa. But that should be with the Evid. You're asking Kasha, how can we be Misparnes? How can we be Misparnes? What will be our Parnasa? Better ask, what will be with our Torah? Better ask, what will be with our Torah if I can't? What will be with our Torah if we have Parnasa? If I can't, then the Parnasa stays Hashem. That will be the Evid. The Chavetz Chaim Hashvili Ridon, I once went through the Marmakimus. Somebody reminded me to say I went through the Marmakimus, but sitting in Kollel. The Rambam today, I went through some of the Marmakimus. The beautiful Mishnah Berurah that even the Rambam made it today. Mishnah Berurah says it. Chavetz Chaim, none of the Chavetz Chaim, even the Rambam made it today. That a person could sit in Kollel, even the Rambam, because he says that today, what the person could be in Amaris. Can't design, the Mishavura says this, that it can't be that the person will be in Amaretz. Today he says with all of our nasa, the person won't know anything if he doesn't learn a little bit. He doesn't sit and learn a little bit. And it can't be, the Mishavura says in Bir Amacha, it can't be the person will be in Amaretz. And even the Chavetz Chaim, even the Rambam we made it today, that Pasha Eslas has no choice but to sit and learn. This Nekuda of Al-Khatchil has to be the Torah. And the other things of the Bidiyavid that he has to take care of, the Bidiyavid that goes in. Hashem, Beit Hashem, Har B'Shluchim L'Makon. L'Hachim is Muslim Yireyev. It says just another on this point. The whole parasha seems to keep coming up in this parasha without much searching. It says also, V'Yamadu Ba'Omer. They measured the Omer. L'Yahadif Amar V'Mamet L'Yichsir. Ishlof Yachol L'Kotu. In the pasuk, this is in Perek Hazayin, pasuk Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. They went and they picked the man. They will make it a lot or a little. So Rashi says, Hamar v'amamet, yesha lok tu harbe. Some pick too much man. Yesha lok tu marim. Some pick too little. Shabol who based them and they came to their house. Madadu ba'aymer. Ish ish masha lok tu matzu shamar v'lok tu boyhadif. The one who tried to pick more, he didn't get more. Al oimla gagoylas. He got an oimla gagoylas. Asher boyle. V'amamet lokait. He wasn't missing anything. The guy who worked hard didn't have extra. The guy who didn't work that hard wasn't missing anything. There was no chiluk. The guy who knocked himself out, the two bachim are going to college. One, it has to be l'chatchila. See, because every l'chatchila, he misses darim. Everything has to be l'chatchila. That's his l'chatchila life. Perhaps he needs cash to say there, but that's his l'chatchila life. See, he's married, he does tremendous extra work. And then there's the mamet. I need this, it's sorry. He has to use the facilities, it's sorry. Not to make fun of the slightest, it's sorry. He feels it's sorry. There's such a das sorry, there exists such a das sorry. It's sorry. But the point is that he's mamet. He only works a little bit. He makes sure to get a good mark. There's still such room, that's part of the shtadlus, he had a good mark. He gets b'diyevin, he doesn't have to be l'chatchila, shev l'chatchila. He knows that's his b'diyevin in life. That's not his zikr, it's his tuffel is a better one than the b'diyevin. That's his tuffel, it's not his zikr. So he does it, as I do it, gets it done, gets the job done well. But his l'chatchila's tayyeh, and it says here about the man, which is supposed to be the l'dayrus, mishmeres l'darasechem. The man is supposed to be the lesson l'dayrus, he was supposed to, till today we don't have the consensus on man. Today it's buried under the heaven, you see the Medrash says. Today we don't have this little container of man. We're supposed to look to the man, mishmeres l'darasechem. So when you look to the man, you see echad amar b'vechad amamet. The one who worked hard and knocked himself out, he still had an oil of the gailus. Look, all his work, if to all his l'chatchila, he's going to do the best university, the best and the best. If to all his marbeh, he still just has the oil of the gailus. And the guy who was mamet, and the guy who did a little more b'di'evet, he might have the oil of the gailus. How many people ask around, do a little poll, Shlomo, ask around, go around, your parents, friends, ask around, find, pretty much we know their parnasa, you know this one's a doctor, this one's this, find that percentage-wise how many are doing what their college degree is. How many are doing what they plan to do? This is their college degree, this is what they're doing. Ask and see, take a poll, I wonder if it's 25%, 30%. If the guy's a doctor, his college degree was that. But see if they're parnasa, what percentage? I don't know the numbers. I never tried it. It'd be interesting to know, to check it out. What percentage, what they prepare to do, that's exactly what they're doing. That's how they made their money. Interesting to know. Something interesting. But that's the lesson of the man. The lesson of the man, they have to look for one. It says, like, Torah is only given to those who eat one. Those who understand the lessons of the man, those who understand the parnasa min hashamayim, they're the only ones who can have Torah. If the guy died his whole life, parnasa, and that's his l'chatchila, Torah wasn't to that person. That person can't have Torah. Like, nidna Torah, uchle yaman. He has to be one who understands that it's min hashamayim. He has a chiyuv shtadlus, correct, but it's min hashamayim. That person can have Torah. Obviously this point can be ma'arech on longer. Da'i, enough for now, but this point is something that's kedai for us to very much ingrain ourselves. Now, years in yeshiva, to ingrain ourselves, this point in Amud, it all comes from Hashem. This point is not just like, when I speak of learning Torah, it's like a whole attitude of life. When a person is working, to know that the yoke of parnas is not on you. The chiv shtadus is on you. The yoke of parnas, that's the lesson of the man. The chiv shtadus, you have to go to be like it, to go pick the man. But the Rebbeinu Shalom is the supplier of parnas. A person shouldn't feel too much of an oil. He has to do the shtadus, the chiv shtadus. The Rebbeinu Shalom is the one who's zanes oilam kulay. He does, you do, the yaitz, the chiv shtadus. But the oil, people feel overwhelmed and consumed by it. The difference is when he comes home, when he's been during the shir, don't be thinking about your business. It's the Rebbeinu Shalom, you did your chiv shtadus, do not let the Rebbeinu Shalom daiga. You sit and learn, you're home at night, you're home, you sit and learn, let the Rebbeinu Shalom daiga. That's my nonsense. There's a point in Musar, on the new topic, nothing to do with moment. I spoke about before, I saw the name, this week for the first time, the Bali Musar called us. They called the Shayr Shvishayim. It's Paksayayis to the term they use, to this condition that the human being has. Earlier in the parasha says, Klaisel didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mikaitse Ruach, Me'avai Dekasha. Which we explained that a person doesn't want, a person gets so used to, psychologists speak about Lahavdil, Elfav Abdullah, speak about this condition also, that people get in a rut, they don't want to hear the possibility of change. They get used to something bad, they get used to a negative. A person can get used to something bad in his life, he gets used to a negative relationship, he gets used to a certain way that he is, and he doesn't want to hear there's a possibility of change, of steiging. And you could tell when Moshe Rabbeinu comes with a message of hope to Klal Yisrael, and they can't hear me, avoid the kasha, they can't hear because of the shortness of breath, mikaitz ruach. They're used to breathing hard, you tell them, you don't have to breathe hard. I saw a bacher under what's called a panic attack. I saw it with my own eyes. Bacher, it's called a panic attack. Hatzal was standing there, and the person thinks he can't breathe. You have to convince the person, I saw Tzal trying to understand, you could breathe. It's dangerous, Pasha. It could be very, very dangerous. You have to convince the person, he thinks he can't breathe. And it's very hard, and most of we all have these panic attacks. We think we can't steig. It's called Shayr Shvishayna. We think like what used to be has to be that way. You could breathe. Relax and take deep breaths. That's Mikaitz Ruach. The beginning of the parasha, Shom Shadron brings this out, this mafla. He says that, what's Pinach Klai going to run back to Mitzrayim? Can you know him on the rise of Mechom Mishavu Mitzrayim or Rebbeinu Shalom? They had a bad in Mitzrayim. They had a bad in Mitzrayim. What are you going to run back to Mitzrayim? The rise of Mechom, you didn't even lose the war. Fight the war. You're better off here. Well, yeah, Mitzrayim, you had it all good. There was no Mechom, there was no... Mitzrayim, they had it horrible. Remember also from the Drush, and many Yidin died during Machas Choshech. It was not a Yishmak Agolos. They worked. And Bavoydas Perach, they worked. And he says it's this condition. So Shon Shadron says it's this condition that the person automatically falls back. He can't believe there could be change. He can't believe so. He sees Muhammad's, oh, here we go. Again. No! Can't, you could change. Till today, maybe you weren't the Belt's Masman. Maybe perhaps it's possible to be the Belt's Masman. The Shon just says this is the person that's to know the enemy. This is the enemy of the person that the person doesn't want to believe it could be different. He could change. Till yesterday, the day before, till you were a little bit, maybe you weren't a positive enough person, you could be positive now. Till now, whatever the chesaron was, is the possibility of change. The person, that's what he's fighting, Rav Shalom. The person has to convince himself that could be the possibility of change. To fight this teva adam, that the way it was yesterday, chazaka, shayrish vishayna. So he said the Bali Musa used to call this machla. The person doesn't believe he can shayt. Because it's important, I want to read to the Olam. The Sipurno says as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu calls out to Hashem. They're standing by the Yam, and and the Mitzrayim come and attack them. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. Moshe calls out to Hashem. Moshe calls out to Hashem, and Hashem says to Moshe, Matitzak Eli, why are you screaming? Why are you calling out to me? Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. Tell Klai Yisrael and travel on. Dabra b'nei Yisrael v'yiso. So Zipporno says over here, what is Kasha Matitzak Eli? So Rashi brings the Chazal that Moshe Lamadnu Shay Moshe Ayudim Spa Moshe was davening. Hashem said, "Lay Eis Ata Laharich Betfila." It's not the time now to be Marich Betfila. She's throwing the Sunim Betzara. Klaus doesn't Betzara. Don't daven now. The Zipporno says as follows: what happened? What's going on? That Hashem says to Moshe, "Stop davening." So the Zipporno says as follows: Amnam Hu Ayah Bechlal VeYitzaku Bnei Yisrael Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was included. It says Klaus so called out to Hashem. And Moshe Rabbeinu was included in that calling out to Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was part of Klai Yisrael. So when it says they called out to Hashem, Avada Moshe Rabbeinu also was part of that. So Zakhtar Tzipporno, Omnam Tzarkas Moshe, so when it says Moshe cried, Lehoisa Meyiras Parah V'chayolay. It was not because Moshe was afraid of Parah and his army. That was Moshe Rabbeinu was part of Klai Yisrael. He called to Hashem because of that fear. Ki Kfar Higil Yisrael Es Mapolas Mitzriyim. And Zuck supported Moshe Rabbeinu himself was not afraid of Pari and his army, because he already told Klal Yisrael the downfall of the Mitzrayim. Misasam ka'amru, like he said to them, you won't see them forever anymore. Hashem yilachim lachem, Hashem will fight for you. So what was Moshe Rabbeinu yelling about? Avol hoisat zakosai al sarei Yisrael. His yelling was on the sarim of Klal Yisrael, on the princes of Klal Yisrael. Izu pneyim, they had the chutzpah v'amru, hamibliyin kvarim, are there not enough graves in Egypt? Hamibliyin kvarim, are there not enough ain't kvarim in Mitzrayim, are there not enough graves in Mitzrayim? You took us l'kachtanu l'omas l'midbar. So Moshe Rabbeinu was crying, was screaming out, not about the fear of Pari, his army. He was crying out of anger. He had a taina on the Sarim of Yisrael that had the chutzpah, but Amram of Liyan and Kvarim. The Chasha, Moshe Rabbeinu thought, Bishvil Zesh, La Yishmu Loi Lahath Nis Bayam. He thought they obviously won't listen to me to go into the Yam. Lefikach Amram Lois, Hashem said, Matitzak Eilai Bazeh. Why are you calling out to me this? Why are you saying they won't jump into the Yam? Ki Amram Ata Chayshu B'Ksherim, Yer Chayshu B'Ksherim. Why? Because look, they taka went into the Yam. They taka listen. You think they won't listen to you, they'll listen to you. So first the Kasha. Hashem says to Moshe, but you're Chayshu B'Ksheirim. You're Chayshu B'Ksheirim. You think they won't listen to you, they're going to listen to you. Look, they just screamed, Hanabli ain't from Mitzrayim. What's going to say? Are there not enough graves in Mitzrayim? That you brought us almost from Midbar? Mazoy Sasisa Mono, it's in Mitzrayim. Sheirim, look what they're saying. Look what they're saying. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Chayshu B'Ksheirim. Look what they're saying. Look, did you hear what they just said? They just said, Hanabli ain't from Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu is not a Chayshu B'Ksheirim. What are you calling Ksheirim for? Look what they just said. Hashem says, not the Ksheirim. Go watch, tell them. Tell Dabra and Yisrael, Yisrael, stop listening to their words. Tell them Yisrael and look what they'll do and they'll listen to you. I told them this year, the last many weeks, and speaking in Yom Chinuch, I think here is a huge aside in Chinuch. It's a huge aside of Talmidim, with children, Beis Hashem. To use your side, I'm all you can listen to what they're saying. Moshe Rabbeinu hears that the Sarim of Klal Yisrael said, the Bliyei Kfar B'Mitzrayim. So he's Choshed them, of course they won't follow me. Look, they're giving up the Ziyush. And the Bliyei Kfar, you just brought us here, the Ziyush. Don't listen to what they're saying. Tell the Seder. They said that, tell them what you saw. Hashem says, David, just tell them what you saw. Stop listening. You are being a good Mechanic, don't listen to their words. Don't listen, never talk. The Bacher, he may say so, it's not him. Don't worry about what he said. Don't worry. Lead him by them. Lead him by the, tell him by yourself. Tell him what to do. Tell him that the Eitzes, they'll follow through. But look what they're saying. Look at, don't you see? There are many Mechanics will fall for this. Somebody asked me, just yesterday, the Bacher, this yeshiva, went back to his old yeshiva. Bracha steigende Welt. So Rebbeim asked him, this is the Maisa Shah yesterday, Rebbeim asked him, what can we do different? We see a steigen so stark. The Rebbe was asked him, so Weiss said, Tainos, we did something wrong, what did we do wrong? Tell us, if there's something in the yeshiva there in Connecticut that they do, tell us, maybe we could change. So the Rebbe said to him, my Bracha called me last night to tell me this. And I think if I had so the Bacher called me, wanted to know if I had an idea about the yeshiva, what's the nature of the yeshiva, that he could tell his Rebbe, what he would like to help, and he does feel something. If I had to tell the Rebbe, I didn't want to answer, I don't know if I should answer, if I had to say, I think they look too much at the words, at the dress, at the exterior things, just lead. Lead, people will follow you. Lead in a healthy way. If you look and you have yish, you say, you call out Hashem, look at the chutzpah, look at the guy, look at this guy, look at how bad he is, look at him. Stop looking so much at him, just lead him. Stop looking at the chitzayin, you say, he'll follow, lead him. We spend a lot of time looking at people, lead them, don't look. They'll follow, they'll go, they'll steig. There's an inside that's full of greatness. They'll steig, just lead. Don't look so much at the chitzonis. Don't look so much at what they're saying. Don't look at so much, even if their clothing says something. Don't look so much at what the person's saying. So we all say, we all get frustrated. The Gemara Bava Basra says that the person's not chayim. The person is mecharif klasa shom klape mal at a time of tsar. The person's not held responsible. Klai so the ksherim. I just said I'm being kfarmavad. They're going through, they're in a difficult bond. They're in a difficult matzav. But don't listen to what they're saying. Yechayshim ksherim, my shabenu. Just tell them, Dabrav Nei Yisrael Yisrael, tell them, lead them, tell them what to do, give them, share with them, learn with them. Yisrael, travel on with them. They'll follow. That's what I believe the message is for, and I believe that's the Shiva's kayak here, right? Calvin's tremendous kayak. Since the yeshiva started, I'm always amazed at his ingenious in bringing in Bacham to the yeshiva. It's tremendous genius. The Bacham, who I feel Avadi should bring, the yeshiva that's been Bacham in the past, say a lot, one or two Bacham that I thought, two Bacham, obviously, that I thought the yeshiva definitely will take. And I gave two Bacham Mechinas, the yeshiva didn't want to, both of them, the yeshiva did not want to take Nezakam. And other Bachman, who people call the Shiva, how can you this Bachman? It's ingenious who he takes in such special Bachman to Shiva, every single Bachman in the Shiva. He doesn't look, many Bachman came in steiging, some may not have steiged to the maximum in the past, but he doesn't look at the words and what they're saying. He looks at the phonemes, he looks at the kaychas inside. Dabam they saw me so, tell them what to do, give them. You'll guide them, they'll follow. That's how I feel our yeshiva, our counselor. That's how I feel he looks at. He doesn't get fooled by the dabra, by the bliya and kvarim, by the external things people say and sometimes look like, and sometimes you can't get fooled. If you want to be a good mechanic, you can't get fooled by that. There's more in the parish of Emes, maybe we'll get back to it. I would like to read to them a beautiful Rev Hirsch, beautiful two lines, a couple of lines from Rev Hirsch on Tu B'Shvat. It has a lot to do with this nekud of seeing the pnimius. It's a lot to do with this nekud of seeing the pnimius in chinuch, in ourselves, seeing the pnimius in ourselves, seeing the pnimius in others, not being fooled by the exterior. I want to read to you two lines. Listen to this. This is such a gorgeous. I have to read. Every year I read this Rav Hirsch. I never read this Gedolim. I want to read it inside a few lines from Rav Hirsch. Let me first read this, then I'll find another line for Hirsch. He writes as follows. The word chayref, I'll read inside, I want to read a certain part inside. The word chayref means winter. The word chayref is also used, he quotes a pasuk in Iyai, to mean youth. The Achrayim, oh, you see this line a lot of times in Achrayim. They say when I was in my days of chayref, my days, it's a lush from Iyai, yimei chayrefi. In the days of my, it means the days of my youth. But it's the same word chayref. Some say my sharp days. If Hirsch says it doesn't mean sharp days, now I don't know what they're shining at. It's a Paskin Eid. And if Hirsch teaches the words, that it means in the days of my winter. Why is the word, why is it called winter days? Why is that called, why the teen years called winter days? And then this you'll understand, Atzlacha, this yeshiva, you understand, how to have Atzlacha life. Listen, why he calls the teen years. He says the pshat is, doesn't, I always turn it into my sharp years. My sharp years. He says it means in the winter, it's chayuf, it's the same, it's a paskin yayuf. Kshar yisi b'yamei cherfi, as I was in the days of my winter. Why is it called winter? And he says as follows. He says, what infinite comfort lies in this perspective, which refuses to be deceived by outer appearances, not looking back but only forward. Consider not the fallen blossoms and broken branches of the past, but only the buds and blossoms that sleep beneath the cover of winter, awaiting the ray of sunshine that will awaken them to life. Thus, winter is not regarded, this line I hold, this Kodshe Kodshe, listen to this line. Winter is not regarded as the grave of a summer that is past, but as a cradle of a spring that is to come. You could look at winter, you could very much look at winter, look at the desolation, look outside, by side. Look outside, look at all the snow, look at the trees, all barren, broken, look outside. So you can look at it, this is the grave of the summer. Do you remember the summer, the beautiful trees? You know, everything looked gorgeous. Look, now it's all broken and nothing. He says it's not what winter is, the middle of the winter, tomorrow, we say we should shun all the Ilanis. Nagia Meister, it's Nagia Menidinim. Rosh Hashanah Lilanis. Shanah Lilanis. Did you see it snowing outside? Could somebody come Rosh Hashanah Lilanis? It's the new year for trees. Did anybody go outside? Tomorrow's the new year for trees. Could you show me which tree you could find that is starting to sprout? I don't see anything happening outside. The new year for trees. The Torah says, teef. Somewhere under this epi-sapling, this epis, he calls it, there's some machluchas, way underneath, things are starting to happen underneath. Things underneath that you don't see, that are not near Leinayim. Deep underground, there's things, there's some machluchas, there's some wetness, there's some sap, epis, that's starting to flow a little bit in the tree. And that's our view of the winter. Our view of all the winter, we see aschava, that the summer comes out of this. With the chesainius being very barren, but inside the things kachal, underground, and we view the winter, he said, again that line, winter is not regarded as a grave of a summer that has passed, but as the cradle of a spring that is to come. He says, who then despair during the winter of Jewish life, abandoning all hope for a Jewish rebirth, simply because we still cannot as yet see the first blossoms of such hope? People are old, teenage years, he says, is called winter, because that's the under, you don't always see the chitzonius. You don't always see, in the winter, in those years, a lot of times, you don't always see the chitzonius. The person doesn't necessarily always bear payers in his learning, it's true, it struggles and it's difficult. You don't always see the payers. But you could view the winter, he says, that's a horrible look, this innocent kid, the teen years, you have the same Messiah. You could say, this is the grave of the little kid, the innocent little kid, and now look. Or you could see it, if I can, the struggles and the working and the difficulties, as underground things are happening. The person's trying, this underground, this epis, there's something cooking inside. And if the person views it as such, if I can, it helps it come out, the hope of the summer that's yet to be, of the pears growing. That's how Hirsch sees the teen years. He calls them, they're called the winter years. Years that things may be not always externally seen, the things kaching on the inside. There's plenty on the inside kaching, and the things going on which payers will yet come from that, as long as you don't chop the tree down. Somebody says, oh, it's dead. Chops it down, that's it. Spit it out. That's what you can do with the teeny, to chop the tree down, that's it. Look what's happening. Look what's happening. Here was an innocent kid, no. You're supposed to see in all those struggles the future, the payers that are yet to be. There'll be payers in these struggles. So it's hard to sit alone and learn, fighting. Yes, I've seen Bachmar. I spoke last night to a different Bachmar. So the Baruch was sitting and learning Yom of Laila. I saw the winter. I saw it on the outside, they don't look all great. They don't look, you know, the struggles back, yes, sometimes. Now the Baruch doesn't miss a minute of Seder for a whole year already. Doesn't miss Seder, comes on time, learns the entire Seder, doesn't babble during Seder. I was told by people in the mirror, he's a machine, he's a machine. A stranger told me about this Baruch, he's a machine. Let me tell you, he didn't start out a machine. The guy said he puts his head in, hours later he pulls it out. I saw my own eyes him do it. Just sits there for hours and hours and hours. That's the blossom. Where does that come from? It doesn't come out. It comes from the struggles. From the winter, it looks like a lot of turban. It looks like you don't see anything. It looks like just snow and nothing going on. But deep underground is the things kachul. This is the avoid of me not to be yayish from Yunus, from our winters. Not to give up hope from our winters. To view our winters instead as the fakert. To view the difficult matzav in our lives, the difficult messianess. Anything. It's not just about learning, it's about any area in life. Not to be messiah, not to give up hope. Fakert. The struggle is going to be the result of those struggles. If you keep fighting, if you give up, you cut down the tree, then takats, the winter, it's over. But if you don't cut down the tree, you'll yet see that during that winter, things were happening underneath. Through that struggle, underneath the ground, you'll yet realize that the snow was keeping things warm on the ground, letting it survive. You'll yet see that underground, that through the struggles, that blossoms, yet a summer will yet come. And from that winter, during that winter is the Rosh Hashanah Limanis. During that winter, he goes on, I can read it, it's a gorgeous piece, the fifth piece in Shvat. It's around here, it's the fifth piece. I can read the whole thing. I read this week alone, I read this 10 times. I can read it again and again. It's Dvarim Kedosh, we go to Pesukim, he quotes Pesukim to this, to back this up, but this is the way we're supposed to view it. But he quotes all different Pesukim, that Tzushtel, the first few other mates are Sada, but he quotes specific Pesukim in Navi, that Tzushtel, this point of man, that our struggles, during our struggles, we're supposed to view it, during our struggles, as this is what's going to cause blossom later on. I heard Shmuel quote it last night, the famous letter from Rav Huttner on Shiva Tipul Tzadik to come. The Tzadik falls 7 times and gets up. So he says, what letter is it? Kuf Chav Zayin? I used to have that letter memorized. What number is it? Kuf Chav Ches? Kuf Chav Ches. Beautiful letter in the letters of Huttner. Beautiful letter. I should get it. I haven't seen that letter in 10 years. The first time in the mirror, I looked up that letter. It's a beautiful letter for Rav Huttner in the Mechtavim. Do we have it here? Yeah. Could I should read it to them? Do you want to get it, Yachin? It's a very hard lashon process. I didn't prepare it, but Rav Huttner says in that shtickle, Rav Huttner's point is he said, a guy wrote Huttner a letter, I don't know if he was 19, a guy was a bacher, and he wrote to Rav Huttner that my whole life I wanted a shteig. I wanted to be something. It's like, hopefully I can read it. If not, Mark will help me out. It's hard, he's a hard lush a lot of times. Kof kof kes. Mechtav ki yegi al yadi, I assume this is the one. Yeah. Your letter came to me. This kuf kaf tes taki yashkesh marta. Your letter came to me. V'dvarcha yegi al ulvavi. And your words touch my heart. Da'alcha yishano chavivi, my beloved. Ki etzem mechtavcha misnagidu l'chola t'urim anim tzayim boi. Your very letter contradicts the things you're saying in the letter. We'll see. We'll see what he means by this. I want to explain to you as follows. I want to explain to you the depth. I want to explain what I mean by this. Ra chaylu hu etzlenu. It's a very bad illness by us. Shechsher misaskim anu b'tzadi ha-shleimus. When we're Isaac in shleimus shal v'doylenu v'ardoylem. When we read books, when we speak about the greatness of our v'doylem. Hineinu metaplim, we deal b'sikum ha'achrin shamalasam. With the end result of their minus. We look at the product, the finished product. Misakrim anu al-darki ha-shleimus. We speak about their greatness. We speak about the finished product. Look at the perfection. We speak about their perfection. When we skip the inner battle, we look at the conclusion, the finished product, and we speak about, wow, we hear this ma'aseh about this gadol, this ma'aseh. And we don't speak about the inner struggle that they went through. We skip over the inner struggle they went through to get to that shleimus. Harayshu shel sichasenu, the effect of our words, alav doylem, when we speak about doylem, miskabel ki'ilu yotzum etachas yada yotzer, as if they were created by Hashem, the kumasam uvetziyonam, as if on this great height and this level, they were created on it. As if their greatness, when they were born this way, they were naturally great. He says everybody is spyless on the Taras HaLashish of the Chavetz Chaim Tzitzal. So everybody's amazed at the purity of language of Chavetz Chaim. He never spoke Lashon Hara. He says, Mi Yodeya Min Kol HaMelchamos. Who knows of all the struggles of the Chavetz Chaim to get where he is? HaMavakim, all the fights, the rolling in the dust. HaMachshayim, all the times he tripped. HaNefilos, all the fallings. The ups and downs, the battles to get to that point. The amount of times he turned backwards. Two steps forward, a step back. How many times did he take a step back? Who speaks about that? All's the Sionis. And he says it's die for somebody who's smart like you. To Ladum and Akrat al-Akrat, that's one example of this Chubayu al-Gdailim. And he says the Tetzah from this, the result of this, that somebody who's a Baal Sheifa, somebody who wants to grow, and he finds himself, he trips, he finds struggles, Nefilos, Yeridos, he thinks as if, that's it. He thinks that he's no longer Shasta Leves Hashem, he's no longer rooted in Hashem's house. According to his demyonis of this child, that he wants to be shasul veis Hashem, he thinks the pshat is yisip b'shalvus ha-nefesh, al-nav as desha, like you sit in good pastures of mei menuchas, to be mahanef from yitzhar ha-toiv, like the tzaddikim. He just wants to be a tzaddik. What's with all these battles, ups and downs? I want to be a tzaddik. What's happening here? And because his picture of a tzaddik is just perfection, there's no battles, no nefilos, no yiridos. See, he says, there's something wrong with me. I'm not headed towards Shleimus. See, he says, Aval Dalecha Chavivi, you should know, my beloved, he says to this Bacher, Shesherish Nishmasa, Ulo Yashalosh Yetzer Toiv, the Sherish of Yenishama is not the peace of the Yetzer Toiv, Ela Dafka Mulchamba Shir Yetzer Toiv, Dafka the Mulchamba Yetzer Toiv. And your beautiful letter, he says, that testifies 100 Adim that you're battling. You're battling the Muhammad the Yetzer Tov. In English, he quotes an English expression, to lose a battle or win the war. Avadi says you have lost, you have times you stumble. You're stumbling. And it's going to happen again, you'll stumble, he says. And he says, it's not a pistol pelasatan. He says, for me to say you'll stumble in the future, he says in parentheses, don't worry, it's not a pistol pelasatan. That's going to happen, you're going to have falls in the future. He says that many times you'll fall captive to the Yetzara. Avlani Mavtiachra, I promise you, I guarantee you, that after the loss of that little battle, you'll win the war. He says that he quotes Shlaima Melech says, Shiva Yipol Tzadik become. A tzadik falls seven times and gets up. Listen to this. Vatipshim and the fool's choshven. I apologize, I skipped some words. I cannot read the whole thing. Some of the words were difficult for me, but he says as follows: Vatipshim choshven. The fools think he kavenasei b'derek avasa, that the intention of Shlomo Melech. People think this is what it means. Afapisha shiva yipol tzadik. Even though a tzadik falls seven times, mikol makom ukam, he'll still get up. That's what it means. That's what the fool says. The tipshim thinks. Shiva tibol tzadik come. The tzadik falls seven times. Even though he falls, he still gets up. That's what the fools think. Shat. Avachachamin yoidim hetiv. Wise people know well. Shakavani, the real pshat is shemahus hakima shal tzadik yiderech hashevin nefilos. The way the tzaddik stands is through the seven falling shalai. Vayaris kol asher asa v'nei toiv ma'id. So Hashem saw everything created toiv ma'id. Toiv zayetz ha'toiv. Ma'id zayetz ha'ara. The tzaddik precisely strives because of his fallings. Shiva tibbuk tzaddik is he uses his fallings to strive. I can't say I know fully what he means. The way I understand it, I can't promise what he means. The way I understand it is he uses the experience of his fallings, partially he understands what made me fall here, why didn't I strike here, what's the nekuda I have to improve on, and he uses the nefilas, the strike. He uses the battles. So Shiva Tibol Tzadik, he uses those nefilas, Shiva Yibol Tzadik, become, he uses the nefilas to get up. Not even though he falls, the mahus of a tzadik is he has nefilas, and through the nefilas he strikes. Ahuvi. He says, if you would have written me a letter, that's a beautiful thing. If you would have written me a letter, if your letter would have said to me, obviously the guy wrote a letter full of his struggles. So he said, if your letter would have said to me, you would have said that all your good deeds, I would have said it's a good letter. Actually, the letter says on your fallings and your nefilas and mishalim, like Chazal, so now I got a great letter from you. Tell me about your struggles, it's a great letter. And he says, your ruach has a tremendous shi'ifa to be a gadol. Don't think that gadolim didn't, that gadolim and yetzatayv is one. Like gadolim are just yetzatayv. You have to mitzayir your nefesh that the gadolim through the mochamis. Mochamis nayrois, he writes, with all downfalls and battles that they had, the gadolim came out of that. And when you feel the Yetzirah in you, know that you're being similar to the Gedolim now. Because they all said Yetzirahs. And you're fighting. If you're not fighting that, if you're fighting, then you're similar to the Gedolim. And dafka in those Mekoimus, that you find yourself in Yeridos, the most Yeridos, in those places, that's where you're going to be your area of Kavod Shemayim. That's going to be your area of Godless. He says, you don't want to be going at my das, that I should think that you're in it, you're doing well. When the truth is, you say you're battling, and va'oikach v'sheva pamukach, v'ani mali l'chol ha'sheva pamalolu, I don't care about the seven downfalls. By me, b'shvili, uvnisi yisaydi, that to be meshach ha'chayrif, here's the same word there, meshach ha'chayrif, ha'avar, he says, he's actually here, he's talking, it sounds like he's talking about he's talking about the winter. He says, in the past winter, it's funny to use this word that we're discussing now. But he says, you got a yediyah in Hilchos Niskei Mammon, and you chaz it many times in the Masechta. Don't contradict this. Don't look at all the nesiyonos that it takes away from that. That's the rabbi that's machriya to look at the shtagim you did. He goes on to speak about this point. The Kitzurat Varim, this is our look at winter. This is our look at Nisyanis. And talk in the middle of the winter, it's really that tomorrow you give a thought. We don't do a lot for Tu B'Shvat. Not as far as I know. There's some have a seder, they eat certain fruits, they say certain names, Al Pi Kabbalah, Al Pi Halacha, there's not a lot we do. But it would be that, yeah, if somebody wants to borrow my Hirsch to read through this, he has two pieces, there's another whole piece on this point also. But could I even think about tomorrow, that during the winter we're celebrating, we look like very strange people. In the middle of it, it's Nagei HaMach L'Mais, by the way. Today it's not, it's very Nagei HaMach L'Mais, it's Nagei the Meister cycle. It's Nagei, during most of the years, 1, 2, 4, 5 is Meister Rishon, Meister Sheni. Years 3, 6 is Meister Ani. Meister Rishon, Meister Ani. Well, the Meister cycle counts from, it counts the year 1 starts, it counts when there was Chanata by Tu B'Shvat. That's what it counts by. This is Rosh Hashanah, this is the Aschala. Because we recognize the winter, the Nisyonis, as the Aschala of what's to be ahead. The Aschala of Pesach emerges from the winter as a Pesach. It's Chodesh Av, is a blossoming. What emerges from the winter is all the Shtaigim. If the person can use it as that, and the person doesn't cut down the tree, and our Avoid is with all our Nisyonis, not to be Miyayish HaSashon. To fight the Nisyonis and fight the Muhammad that we have to fight. Taka will should be zeicher that from these luchamim should taka come godless. That should taka be become. We should be zeicher to see that very bekarav by each of us. And our nesiyanus to become and then.